was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. He said to the Jews, "Behold your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." So he delivered him over to them to be crucified. In the holy and blessed name of our King, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. On this night, we gather to remember the world's salvation. On this night, we acknowledge the end of an old age and the dawning of a new. On this night, we see our King's victory over sin, over death, and over the power of the devil. The King of creation has vanquished his foe and has ushered in a new kingdom. He establishes a new covenant by means of his own blood, and upon the cross, our King pours out his blood as the Lamb of God slain before the foundations of the world. To separate us from our sin and present us to himself without spot or blemish, our King takes your place to win you as his subject. Behold your King. On this night, Christians celebrate with a subdued joy. We lament the fact that it is our sin, our poverty of spirit, our lack of righteousness that required such a costly sacrifice. But we stand in awe of the rich mercy of our King, who willingly suffered so much to rescue us, to save us from our own captivity to sin. Tonight we celebrate the founding of God's kingdom on earth, founded when our King and Savior went to do battle and vanquish his foe to win us for himself. Having fought the devil and prevailed, not once through his whole life succumbing to temptation, our King ascended the throne of the cross to suffer the punishment that our faults and failures, our sin, and our disobedience deserved. Behold your King. Tonight, we see the lengths which our King goes to make us part of his kingdom. Tonight we see the glory of a God who so desired that we would dwell with him that he sent the Prince and the firstborn of all creation, his only begotten Son, to seek, to save, to find, to rescue, and to save you. Though we were disobedient and rebellious, held captive to sin, whoring after false gods, looking no further than our own appetites, our own desires, our own compulsion to unrighteousness. On this night we remember that our King set aside his throne, laid aside his majesty, laid aside his glory, and stooped down to take on our flesh, in order to pay our debt, so that we would be released from our servitude and slavery to sin. Behold your King. Stripped naked, his clothing was divided among the soldiers by casting lots, just as was foretold. The end near, he makes provisions for the care and keeping of his mother. Then, as the end approached, the sun dark, no warmth or light touching him, feeling abandoned and forsaken by God, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And with that, all that was written about him in Moses and the prophets and the Psalms had reached its fulfillment. Not one thing was left undone. The soldiers took a sponge and filled it with sour wine that was in the jar nearby. He drinks. Recall the words that he himself spoke when he gave the cup in the upper room. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. The strife was over. The battle done. Our king had vanquished our foes, subdued our enemies. He paid our debt and he ransomed our souls. He fulfilled the old covenant with all of its requirements and brought it to an end. And by the shedding of his blood, his kingdom was established. And now a new era has dawned. The Son has come into his kingdom. Behold your king. Having completed his work, fulfilling the old covenant, establishing by his death the new, he proclaimed the good news to all creation. It is finished. He gives up his spirit and he takes his rest. Having finished all the work of salvation, he rests from all his labors that he had labored in the work of our rescue. Behold, your king. Sometime later, one of the soldiers came and pierced his side. The blood and water flowed. The blood of God poured out for you at the foot of the altar of the cross, and water to wash you clean of all your sins, to cleanse you from all your iniquities. Beaten and bloody, the corpse of our God hung upon the cross. Behold, your king. This was not merely the death of a man. This was the death of God. This was the enthronement of our king. And if we are to ponder this great gift of God's rescue and salvation, we must look at the cross and see our king. And we must also see the great gifts that our God and our King pours out for us from that cross. By the water that flowed, he washes us clean in the waters of holy baptism. He gives us to drink of the very blood that he willingly poured out from his sacred veins. And now it is true, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Behold your king. This is the Christian mystery of Good Friday. It's why we call it good. On this night, we celebrate the fact that God sought after us in the squalor of our sin. He saw us as the precious pearl, a treasure in the midst of a field, and he gave up everything, even his own life, in order to purchase you for himself, to make you his own. On this night, we recall that the King has entered into his glory, And when the Sabbath is past, he will rise from the dead in order to leave no doubt about the victory over sin, over death, and over the power of the devil. Behold your King! On this night, we sing of his glorious battle. On this night, we sing of the end of the fight. On this night, we sing the song of triumph. As our King yields up his dying breath, a victim who wins the day. Behold your King. May the Lord bless you this Good Friday as we look to the cross and our King who hangs upon it, the true sign of triumph, the noblest tree in all creation, the one whose wounds have paid our ransom, the one who has set us free. Behold your King. In the holy and blessed name of Jesus.